Let us pray, shall we?
This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Introduced today is the first Sunday, Advent Sunday, where we are preparing ourselves to welcome Jesus Christ, our Savior, in our heart. Yes, He has been there 2,000 years ago, and we are still going every year, preparing to receive Him. But He is there among us. While we are preparing ourselves, as the reading told us, we have to get ready. We have to be watching. In all His teaching, Jesus Christ is telling every day His disciples, be ready, be prepared, because you don't know what the time is going to come. You don't know what is going to happen to you. How you're going to suffer. Are you going to do? But have faith in me. You have been with me, and be prepared. And today also Jesus Christ is telling us to get prepared, to get ready, to be watching. We have to ask ourselves, we are here listening to what I'm saying. Are we sleeping? Why is He telling us to be watching? Yes. In certain things we are sleeping, we are not watching. And we are like what He said during Noah's period. We are focusing on different things, but we are not focusing on what He told us to do. And you will see that every time Muslim is using parables just to bring us to understand what He's telling us, He's teaching. The first one is talking about Noah period. What happened during Noah period? People were so wicked. And God determined to destroy all mankind and all living creature. Why? Because they were wicked, sinning, marrying, eating, drinking. But what is wrong? Marrying our children, drinking, eating. Is it wrong? This is what human beings should be doing. But is it essential? Is it the first purpose of us as human beings in this earth, only marrying, eating, drinking, dancing, enjoying ourselves? People were only focused on the pleasure of this world. What is happening in this world? But Jesus Christ said, yes, we eat to be alive, but we don't live only to eat. Men doesn't live for bread only, but for the word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Give us our daily bread. That daily bread. It is not the bread we are asking. We are buying at the shop, at the superstore, but the bread that is nourishing our souls. Because we know that the day we're going to leave this earth and we're going to the Father, they are going to bury this tent. But what is going to face our Father is our soul. The bread that is going to heal our soul is His word. Every day we need that word from the Lord to heal our soul. Every day we need that word from the Lord to feed our soul. But this is not what the people during Noah period was doing. Only they embarked on pleasure, enjoying, traveling, doing this, but they know the essential of their being in this earth. This is what happened also nowadays with us. Most of people, most of us, we are embarking in what? Enjoyment, doing this. Yes, it is not bad, but the important thing that God didn't send us only in this way, only for those pleasure, but to do what He asked us to do. To do His work. We are living God works behind, and we are going forward with what we want us to do. In the parable, Jesus Christ is comparing the burglar. The burglar doesn't announce when he's going to come and rob in a house. He may come, whatever you are sleeping, he comes there and rob you. In the morning, you are surprised. Oh, the TV has gone. The radio has gone. This has gone, everything. Because he didn't announce you. If he did, oh, brother, I come to rob your house at midnight. You will be there with your machete or with with your gun waiting, prepared. Okay, I'm waiting for him here. Once he comes, he knows what I'm going to do because I don't want my house to be robbed. But he won't tell you when he's coming. This is Jesus Christ telling us, people, you have to get ready because you don't know the day, nor the time that the Son of Man is coming. Even he said himself, the Christ, was Jesus Christ. Himself, the Son, is Jesus, doesn't know that day. Only the Father who knows that day. But now, thinking ourselves, by the day that Jesus is coming is a vain exercise. Instead, we should be there doing what He asked us to do. Doing His work. He asked us, go, make disciples, preach. The kingdom of God is among you. We have to do that. Instead of being there, oh, we are waiting the day. We are waiting the day. No one knows that day. Brother, when a man dies, in effect, his life comes to the end in this world. He won't be living again in this world. And after death, there is no chance to repent. We repent when we are alive in this world. Like Noah building the ark, probably people were laughing at him. Oh, look at that drunk. What is he doing there? But that building the ark is a symbol of repentance. Even the symbol of hearing God's voice telling him, stop with your wrongdoing. Look at the way. Repent from your sins. Look at the way and come to me. Noah and his family repented from their sins. They heard God's voice. They heard God's commands. And they do what God wanted them to do. But for others, they were there. They were there with their pleasure. When the flood came, destroyed everybody. The flood came without warning. And this will be the coming of the Son of Man. Without warning, we never know, brother and sister, that day. We have to prepare ourselves. If it comes today, what am I going to do? Today, tomorrow, what am I going to do? Most of them here, we are sitting here, we say, that day may come today. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Am I prepared for that day? We are calling, come, yes. But are we really prepared? To get ready, what it means, we have to confess our sins. We have to repent. We have to like Jesus' company. Because He is the good shepherd. He knows us. He knows all our ways. So we have to repent. Do we repent every day from our wrongdoing? We have to follow the example of Jesus. He is bearing his cross to Calvary. He fell for our sins. He didn't stay there. He got up and walked to Calvary. He is also like us, human being. After we have a sin, we have to get up, ask for forgiveness, repent for our sins, and follow Jesus where He's taking us. Brother and sister, we have to be watching, not only give to the pleasure of this world. Yes, we are a human being. But we have not to get excuses because I'm a human being. Yeah, I have to continue in a wrong way. No, this is not God asks us to do. God asks us to do His work, to bring people together, to have love. Nowadays, we have to see Christians abandoning their faith for the pleasure of this world. Christians abandoning the way, the place of worship, because of the pressure of this weight. And if that way, that day, is today, what are they going to do? Jesus calling us to get ready, because the journey where we came is far away. We left it behind, but where we are going is near. What should we do now? He's given this example of two men. They take him, one is left. One woman is taken, one is left. This means that when we die, we are alone. Even my wife, even my husband, we stay there. I will go alone. I will face that judgment alone. I won't be, oh, yeah, this is my wife who told me to do this. This is my husband who bring me this way. No, yourself in front of the judgment is for each of us. Yourself, you will face that judgment. We are living. Do we know the day we are going to die? When on our passport, when you open another page where your identity is, you will see there is one date written there. But one date is missing. What is that date there that is missing? And what is amazing that both dates, the one who is there, the date you were born, and the next one is not written by yourself, but someone else is going to write it. You were born, your parents wrote the date, and the day you're going, there are other people who are going to write on your cross, died on this day, not you. It means that our life doesn't belong to us. It belongs to our Creator. He's the one leading us. We know nothing. So we have to get ready for that day. Get ready. We should not be afraid. We should get ready that we are preparing there. We are going there. We are going there. No one is going to be eternal with this body in this earth. No. We will be changed in a glorious body. How will we be changed if we are not prepared? Jesus coming. That coming will be the last when He's going to judge the living and the dead. But Jesus comes every day in our life. He comes every day in our lives. He comes every day in the sick that we don't visit. In our neighbors that we don't talk to. Jesus Christ comes in the image of the orphans. In the image of widows. In the image of friends. Look now. I remember when I have a surgery with my eye here, there was a sister among us here that I'm not going to say her name, but she knows. She came at home to visit me, bring me butter, bring me bread, bring me milk, say, oh, anything you want, let me know. This is what Jesus Christ is asking us to do. How many times here in the congregation we heard that his brother or sister is sick. And even we take our phone to call him to know how he's doing. Or we went to visit him. How many times did we do that? Though our love should be only stop here in this building, these four words, or it should go beyond this building. Though we recognize that we are brothers and sisters, when we sit here, listening to the priest, listening to the preacher, and just when we go out there, oh, our brotherhood and sister, all the stars. Everywhere should go. We should spread that love of Jesus Christ everywhere. Jesus Christ comes in the Eucharist that we don't participate. I mean that this room would be filled. Look, the chair, empty there. And if that day was today, what will they do? We participating at the Eucharist here, when the priest is going to bless the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we take it. But other, what are they going to become? Jesus Christ comes every day in his words that we don't read. We come only here. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. We read it. We go at home. We forgot. We put that book on the, in our cupboard or wherever. We don't read it. Preacher will pass. Priest will pass. Bishop will pass. The Pope will pass. But the word of God will remain the same. This is where we should get is the evidence, the one who is going to tell us what to do. The word of God will remind us what to do. When we look around us in this world, what is happening that Jesus has not talked in his word? He said Jerusalem will be destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. He said this will happen. It happened. Everything that's happened in our day, Jesus talks about that. We don't read the word of God. How are we going to prepare? One day, a family invited a priest to have a dinner. Now they prepare a note of 50 pounds. They are going to give him as a offering. It was on the table, and it was beside the Bible. When the priest noticed that money, he said, no, it may be soap or what may spread on that. He took that money, put in the first page of the Bible, at it there. They ate after all, and the family, they noticed that the note were not there. The husband asked his wife, did you misplace the note here? He said, no. And that they come, the amount that we invited the priest here. Oh, they asked, Father, did you misplace the note that was on the table because we were preparing as offer to you? A priest said, look, when we were eating, I didn't like this note to be destroyed. I put in the first page of your Bible. They went there, and they opened it, and they saw money that was there. Why they didn't see that? Because they don't open their Bible page to read it. They put the errands, I don't know, document, ornament, flowers, or whatsoever. The Bible is the word of God. We have to read it every day, every day. Jesus coming every day in our life in different way. Our never Eucharist Bible reading and asking us to be ready because he will come unexpected. He won't want to warn us that I'm coming today to take you. He won't tell us that you're going to die today. No. So we have to get ready. We have to be prepared. But the question is now, the big questions. Are we ready for that day? Are you ready? Am I ready for that day? Yes, I know. With ourselves, we cannot think. But with the help of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ our Lord, yes, we will get ready for that coming day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.